this W4FHJ. Name is Gene, by the way.
Yeah, well, Gene, well, you get to be my age, and you know, you forget those things, you know. I'll be 72 this month. Oh, we just went down and ate at Kentucky Fried Chicken. Spare Bernice having to cook dinner, and she's sitting over here sneezing on about her sixth or seventh time. I don't know what got in her nose out here, but something did. How's your day?
Station breaking in.
Yeah, I like that. It says the 6-1 repeater on there on that tail. The boys done a good job on that. They did some work on her.
Yeah, I noticed. It ends with one, I think, so that's repeater one. I'm not sure. I guess David set that up, didn't he? I'm not. Wait a minute. My alarm's going off.
FHJ and 0TR. Well, you must be at home, Gene. You're going to have to call a good alarm man.
Yeah, I know it. My goodness, I thought I'd fix that thing. Well, I'll tell you what I did this morning. I programmed it so it does not even know it's got smoke detectors. And I figured that would settle the problem or this RF transmission getting into it, but apparently it did not. But it didn't call out. I don't think it called out. At least it didn't set up my horns. But it did start beeping at me. So that's telling me something, that it's not setting off the smoke detectors. It's going directly into the panel. So in a sense, that's good news. I learned something just that second. Anyway, I got it turned off. Anyway, back to the conversation. I had the syllable in the wrong place. When you get 80, I'll be 81 the 31st of this month, so you're a good bit behind me, Tom. Forgot what I was going to say beyond that. But anyway, you take it.
Okay, Gene. Yeah, well, wrap it up, wrap the control box up in tin foil, see, and try it again. It'll give you some RF shielding. In the old days, they said if you took and made tin foil balls and put them in your hubcaps, that radar wouldn't pick you up either. There's your tip of the day. Well, January 31st is my mama's birthday, and she would be 99 if she was around today. Mine's on the 22nd, and Bernice's is next month on the 22nd, so it's easy to remember that way when you get our age. Well, I know I pull in the garage downstairs, Gene, and we're home now. We're just sitting out here. But when I pull in the garage, it sets off my smoke detectors if I'm transmitting down there. Over.
So that boat, right now I'm set up in my den. I kind of move things inside from my radio shack. But in both places, right here at the den and out in my radio shack, I got a switch that actually shuts off. It operates a relay, low voltage relay, and that disconnects my AC and battery in the alarm panel. So, but I a lot of times I forget to flip the switch, and it sets off the alarm. That's what happened a while ago. I gotta get used to that thing though. I put filters in the line in the Zone 8, which is a smoke detector. I put filters in there, and let's see, forgot what it was, but anyway, put capacitors and inductors in there, but I don't know that I had them tuned just right or whatever, but I figured if I put a bunch of inductor in there, it would be so much impedance until it wouldn't get through, but it did. I transmitted it and it went right through them, so there you go. Did you go to the Ham Fest today?
Did you know there was one, Gene? How much I know about it? No, huh? I think DJ Jabia and Wyatt and Johnny are all up discussing the repeater today up in Cherrydale, if I'm guessing right. I know they was going to meet and another gentleman that was up on the mountain and come down. I don't know what they're trying to do right now, but they did quite a bit of work on the receive the other day, Johnny and all of them. But, well, Gene, I gave away some ferrite cores the other day to K4ZM that I bought from Gary, W4EEY. And I still got some left, but they're rather big. They must be, two and a half inches in diameter and a half inch thick. But you'd be welcome to them. I'm pretty sure I got some left. I can give them all to him. And I don't know. You got to know the application to put the right size ferrite beads or cores on, I know. Well, how far is your antenna away from the control panel?
I don't know. 40 feet, I would say, something like that. But I've got two different antennas, and they're, you know, different locations here at the house, and both of them set off the alarm. But I'm going to try some more trying to filter them. I'll either just keep living with what I got now, if I can remember to flip the switch before I transmit. Anyway, better make an idea. It's W4FHJ.
0TR. Well, what about your wattage, Gene? You should be able to get to the repeater on 5 watts real easy, or 10. I usually really leave mine on medium, unless I'm over here by Pleasantburg Drive on Wade Hampton. It gets a little iffy in there, and I'll turn it up to 50 watts. But have you tried turning down the power? And I know you're a lot smarter on this stuff than me, but sometimes a guy overlooks those things. Over.
Well, it when I'm out driving around transmitting, I have to cease transmitting before I pull in my driveway. Even with my little handy talkie on 5 watts, it'll set it off. Not always, but I've known it to happen several times, so I have to go QRT before I pull in my driveway. Yeah, the Ham Fest was in Greenwood. I went down there. I bought a nice small scope, dual trace scope, and I'm surprised at it. I fired it up a while ago, and everything seemed to work about it. Just paid $75 for it. And it's more of a portable. It's kind of small, but it's a portable. Got all kind of probes with it and everything, and I've tried them out, and everything works great. So I'm tickled pink with it.
Boy, yes. Yeah. Well, the scopes that I work with were Tektronix, and they were 200 megacycle bandwidth, and they were big. And I'd have to take them out and set the firing angles on the SCR drives and stuff like that. And oh, I use them for troubleshooting too, logic circuits and such. But that's a buy, because back then I think the first one I had was 2700. I still got one that I'd like to go to a good home someday. It's a Syncor waveform analyzer, and I never use the dang thing. But is the one you got, is it one of those rubberized ones like Fluke makes? Is it that modern, or is it one of the older, like, story scopes, the smaller ones?
Well, no, which categorize it, but it's a Tektronix. The guy I bought it from said it's a Sony, but the book is Tektronix, and the book applies to this, because all of the reading in it, the pictures in it and everything show the same thing. So I don't know, maybe it's a hybrid between the two. I don't maybe Sony built it for Tektronix or vice versa. I don't know what the deal is about it. I hadn't looked into it that much, but it does work right nice. both channels in it and everything. So there you go, Tom. Let me see. That's about all I can think of to talk about it right off the hand. Anyway, back to you. I got a mental blank.
I get that way too. Boy, you got a dual trace, man. That's nice. And I'm just guessing, but it's probably got a 100 megahertz bandwidth, and you can do a lot with it. I even like. I have one Moog, M-O-O-G, machine tool drive, and it was just lousy with all kinds of integrated circuits, mostly the 7400s, but it also had a lot of hybrid ones in there that were, they had, and this was back in the early days, and they had op-amps inside of them, and they'd take the encoders and feed that signal back into them, and then it'd change them from an analog signal to a digital signal. And oh my, was those things a pain in the gluteus maximus. And I had to lay down and stick my head up inside the panel and put an extension board on it, and then try to get a sizable probe stuck on one lead of an IC, you know how that is. Several times I got my little ears tingled pretty good.
That one didn't end with a one, just an R. How about that? Last night it ended with a one, so I don't know what the deal is on that. Okay. Now, you mentioned that toroid. You said you had some. Could I get one? One's all I would need on that. It may not be the right kind. I really don't know. Just a stab in the dark. Are you by chance going to the Monday night meeting at Greer?
Yeah. Oh, plans indicate that I'll be there. And I'll go downstairs and lay one out for you, Gene. I'm sure I got it. Because I didn't give Tom all of them. I they're not doing me any good, and I'm never going to use them. And you don't want to buy any of them, put it that way. They're not real high, but they're expensive, and there's no sense in that, because I'll give you the dang things. I put some near my television set, and near the computer table, and some on the HF stuff, of course. Yeah, I can't tell you if they're any good or not, but they're on there. You can run RG8 right through them real easy, put it that way. But yeah, Gene, you're certainly welcome to it, and I'll go downstairs. And I know where they're at. I just don't know how many I got left, but you're certainly welcome to one of them, that's for sure. And give it a try. If I find more, I'll bring you more. Well, the chickens are finally moseying outside, and eating a little bit. They're not loose. They're in the pen, but I'm just sitting here in the driveway and we're watching them. But it's sure a crummy day. You know there's going to be, they're expecting high winds and, let me drop this, and up to 40 miles an hour, and then that front will be coming through here in a few hours. It was a little ways west of Knoxville last time I looked, but it's a big front. And so be aware that that's coming later this evening. I send your OTR.
Roger that info. I always worry when high winds come through, because I worry about my tower out on the land. It's got three sets of cables. Each set, of course, has three cables coming down. And all three of them are going to a mobile home anchor bolt. I mean, not anchor bolt, but an anchor. and that ain't good. But anyway, it's held up for years. Bad weather, icing conditions, winds, and all, but I still worry about it when I go out to the land and going up the hill. I I look to see, and I wonder if it's still there, like the flag, you know, the notorious flag. The flag was still there, so it's still standing. I hope it's standing tomorrow. I really need, and I've been talking about this for years, I need to go out and dig some more just on the other side of it and put a turnbuckle and tie them together a little bit more. I thought about getting a backhoe, and I got some big old steel beams. I can cut them up about 8-foot sections and drop them down in there and tie a cable to that for each one of them, and that will hold them, but I just hadn't shelled out the money to do that yet. That's a 110-foot tower. I sure would hate for it to fall. If it did, I hope it doesn't fall on my repeater building out there. Go ahead.
Roger. Yeah, I've been up there before, Gene, but not since you put that antenna up. And you got a real nice setup there. I mean, I went up with you and looked at that welder one time that they stole the copper off of. Boy, you ought to put a stars and bars flag up there of the Confederacy. Maybe they'll think you're a survivalist and stay away. Well, those anchors, those type of anchors are really good. And I used them back home for guy wires down to them, and worked okay. But I never had a 110-foot tower. Mine was 50-foot, and I had a 10-foot pole out the top with the beam on it. But I didn't want to fool with that anymore, Gene. It'd just be left for the kids to have to take down, and so I never put one up here. But I sure miss that Mosley antenna on there. This time of year, icing up there was really bad because it had loading coils, you know, out on the ends of that TA-33. And boy, they'd get to drooping something fierce, and the SWR would go way high. Wow. But, yeah, and I think lightning would be a concern out there where that's at. But we hope that it stays up. I guess you still got a repeater on it, don't you, Gene? This is N0TR.
Yeah, I got a UHF repeater on it. And so on the top of the tower, that's all there is a vertical 440 antenna. So it's not a whole lot of wind load up there. So I guess that's a plus for it. I did have lightning damage out there about 2 years ago, I think it was, and it knocked out 7 cameras and knocked out my complete alarm, the whole alarm system, the panel and everything, and it was a high-end panel. It wasn't a cheapie. And so that cost me a good bit to have to, but it didn't do a bit of damage to the repeater building up there. And the repeater building is about 300-400 feet from my main building. And so that might have helped a little bit. I tell you what happens a lot of times, lightning damage problems. If you are at the end of the line, on the power line, if you're at the end, you get pulses. It won't wait up there. And it happened that I was out there visiting next door when that lightning, and I told the people I was visiting with, I said, I have never in my life heard such a loud blast. But I didn't know it got me at the time. I didn't know until the next day or so. But anyway, all that's beside the point. Oh, Tom, I'm going to have to go. I think I got to go outside and do some work before it gets dark. So let me start tying the ribbons on with you. Go ahead.
Fine business, Gene. Well, great talking to you, and look forward to seeing you there come Monday. I ordered one of those kits. I don't know why. I'm too old to mess with it, but Bernice said it'd be good for me, so I ordered one of those. So if you want one of those, you got to bring a $20 bill along, and I know any money they get out of you, they got to squeeze it out, but Well, I remember your workmanship on that alarm system, and I did electrical maintenance 45 years, and I got to tell you, Gene, you do beautiful work, and that was a beautiful setup. That's a shame lightning got into it. But your control panel's net looked a lot like K4SV stuff does when he does something. It's first class, and Bob's pretty much that way, too. You know, when I first got to know Bob up there in D7J, he was just learning at the time, but he's put in buku stuff since then, and everything I've seen that boy do has been first class. I'll tell you, Dave is, that's for sure. That's the only way to do it. My neighbor always said, Tommy, when you do this, you build it for 100 years. And everything that man built was built for 100 years. You know, he was a machinist and a welder and knew quite a bit of electrical. Well, Gene, I'll let you go and have a good day. And pleasure's all mine, and I'll see you on Monday. W4FHJ and 0TR. Clear on your final.
Oh, Roger, Tom. One interesting thing about the lightning protection. Alice and I had gone to a meeting at the Greenville Club at the Red Cross building, and Dave Anderson brought the message, and it was about lightning protection. Well, it was the very next day that I got hit. So, that was something else. Okay, listen, I'll see you later. It's W4FHJ. I'll be clear with you.
Okay, Gene, well, your radio sounds great. Well, I know Dave uses that chemical welding process. It's just incredible. It's a little pricey, but they sell it at DX Engineering. And on all of his ground systems, and I think he done it for Bob up there, but it's pricey, but it's like you would see in a commercial application at a radio or TV station. By the way, what kind of radio is that you're talking on now, and then I'll let you go.
Something. IC2100, I had to get up and look at it. Is that process you're talking about CAD welding? I had done a whole lot of CAD welding with Duke Power years ago, but I'm not set up to do any CAD welding now.
I think that's correct, Gene. I'd have to look at it because I'd never done it, and I'd never seen any that had been done that way. Even our grounds on our machine shop where I work at, and it was a huge machine shop, and they weren't that way. They were grounded well with like 500 MCM cables, but they weren't CAD welded, and that's the way to go if you can possibly do it. Well, that radio's sounding good, and Gene, this is just Jesus here. Jesus. I call him Jesus. Radios. And 7800, I think, is what it is. And, yeah, that's what it is. Anyways, I like them. I got one here in the truck that I'm talking to you on, and got one in the car. And then I bought one from AC4Q for a spare. But they work pretty good. Now, NG4U would tell you don't want one because he has trouble with his if he goes over a certain wattage or something. I forget. Phil told me. But it's kind of an unusual problem. He's not too high on this model. Those things happen. See you later, Gene. Have a good day. This is N0TR.
Roger, W4FHJ out.